ta FHD FTAB to Dinota. Dr. Mohammed, Data Services, January 23, 2013. Patient name is Jesse Knight, GAESSIEKNIGHT. Date of birth is March 26, 1953. Primary care physician is Aaron Maddox, located at 4727 St. Antoine, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Phone number 313-833-6522. Fax number 313-833-1815. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Knight with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure with non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHA functional classification 2 to 3. And non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization done on August 9, 2012. Period. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he's complaining of orthopnea for a few months and bilateral leg edema for a few months. Period. He is 59 years old and does not do a lot of activities, so cannot determine if he experiences any shortness or breath on exertion as well. Period. He denies any chest pain, palpitations, claudication, lightheadedness, dizziness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes. Period. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number 1, hypertension, 2, hyperlipidemia, 3, congestive heart failure with non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHA functional classification 2 to 3. Period. Next point. Non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization done on August 9, 2012. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for inguinal hernia repair. Period. Next paragraph. Social history is insignificant for smoking tobacco, drinking alcohol, or using any illicit drug use. Per next paragraph, family history significant for coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Per next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Per next paragraph, current medications include aspirin 81 mg OD, furosemide 40 mg BID. Next point, Imdrid 30 mg twice a day. Next point, Crestor 10 mg once at bedtime. Next one, Clorcon M20 MEQ oral once a day. Next point, Amlodipine 10 mg OD. Next point, Metoprolol 200 mg OD. Next point, Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide 100 by 25 mg once a day. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs on today's visit include blood pressure of 93 by 67, heart rate 64, weight 140, height 5'5". Period. Please copy normal physical examination template except for bilateral lower limb. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. An echocardiogram performed on December 19, 2012 shows an ejection fraction of less than 20%, and left ventricle is moderately dilated. Period. It also shows a restrictive LV filling pattern consistent with elevated LA pressure, and left atrium is markedly dilated. Right ventricle is moderately enlarged, measuring between 3.8 to 4.8 centimeter. And right atrium is mildly enlarged, period. Severe mitral regurgitation is present, and moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation is present, period. Inferior vena cava is dilated with poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressure. Period. Next paragraph. Carried ultrasound done on September 10, 2012. Please copy from cardiology clinic note of December 19, 2012, page 2. Next point. Arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on September 12, 2012 showed less than 30% stenosis in lower extremities, the arterial system bilaterally. Period. Next point. Lower extremity arterial PVR done on September 10, 2012 showed AVI 1.04 on the right and TBI 0.01 on the right and TBI of 0.75 on the left. for next plane. EKG done on January 23, 2013 shows PR 188 milliseconds, P 150 milliseconds, QRS 124 milliseconds, and overall QRS morphology evaluation showing intraventricular conduction delay and left ventricular hypertrophy. Period. Next pair, next point. Left heart catheterization. August 29, 2012, please copy from cardiology clinic, note of December 19, 2012, page 3. Next point, chest x-ray done on August 23, 2012, please copy from cardiology clinic, note of December 19, 2012, page 3. Next point, lab chemistries. Please copy from cardiology clinic, note of December 19, 2012, page 3. Next. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, congestive heart failure. The patient had a known case of congestive heart failure with non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, NYHA functional classification 2 to 3, with the most recent echocardiogram showing ejection fraction of less than 20% and marked left atrium dilation. Period. The patient also shows interventricular conduction delay and left ventricular hypertrophy on an EKG performed on January 23, 2013. Period. On today's visit, the patient complains of orthopnea and bilateral leg edema for a few months. Period. On today's visit, the patient has been referred to Dr. Mazhar Khan at Detroit Receiving Hospital for placement of ventricular ICD. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition, his follow-up appointment in 2 months or sooner if necessary. Period. Next point, coronary artery disease. The patient is a known patient with non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Status post left heart catheterization done on August 29, 2012. Period. On today's visit, the patient denies any chest pain or palpitation. Period. We will continue to monitor his condition, his follow-up appointment in 2 months. Period. Next point. Next point. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is known hyperlipidemic and is on statin therapy. Period. We advise the patient to follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 93/67. Period. We advise the patient to comply with his primary care physician regarding this matter, and we will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 2 months. Period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Knight. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concern. Period. We will see him back in our clinic in about 2 months. Period. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician regarding continuity of his care. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fath Aftab, FHADFTABTTP for Dr. Tahir Mohammed. This is the end of this station. Period.